I was just talking to God because, you know, it's nice to have something to say. You know, and he's funny with me. So he kept giving me like these old hymns on my mind, you know, and I was like, how do you preach a hymn? You know? So I'm gonna share from some hymns. That's all right. Okay? And then at the end, we're all gonna come up together. We're gonna stay in fellowship. I'm gonna call the worship team back up, and we're gonna sing a modern day version of a hymn. But today really is a day of celebration. It's this season, you know, we have different seasons, but this to me is one of the most meaningful because it is one of the most joyous. In essence, it's why you exist, if you get the essence of this holiday. Without this holiday, you don't exist. Okay, now if that's not worth being a little bit excited about, you know, jumping out of your pew, yelling just a little bit, you know. You know, come on, it's like you scored the winning touchdown, come on. Or goal, whatever you want, whatever you prefer. Right, you won. End of story. That's today. That's the day we recognize. We serve a risen Savior. Okay? So, Heavenly Father, we're just giving you our hearts. We're giving you our ears. We're giving you this time. We just want to rejoice in the fact that not only you sent your Son, but He lives today forever. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm dating myself. In that I still remember when we had hymnals and chorus books, right? And we'd pull them out and lift them up and sing. So there was this song, and you'll have to put up with me like partially singing, you know, just so you get the gist of it. You know, I'm not really bad. I'm like karaoke bad, you know? You know, the ones that everybody cheers the most for are usually the worst. I get lots of cheers. No, I don't do karaoke, okay? So there's this song. Originally, it was called Low in the Grave He Lay. Okay, I call it Christ Arose. It was written by Robert Lowry, 1874. Okay? It says, up from the grave he arose, with the mighty triumph o'er his foes, he arose a victor from the dark domain. And he lives forever with his saints to reign. Everyone know that one, right? Okay. Look at the young people, right? What? Okay. Okay, so I was like, okay, why? You know, there's probably 10 million places right now talking about he lives and he arose and he, why? Well, that's what came to mind. But there's some things in here that if you grasp, it'll change your life. Yeah. With a mighty triumph o'er his foes. Sometimes we live life like we're defeated. Get the revelation that you've already won. Get the revelation over every circumstance of life. You're living in victory. Yeah. Why? Because there's victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. Amen. We could do nothing but sing songs. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15 says, listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep. I probably will after the service. Just a short time. But we'll all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound. The dead will be raised imperishable. And we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. He gives us victory through the resurrection power of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's victory in Jesus. You can live a triumphant life. First John 5:4. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. For everyone, that includes you. Includes you too. And you. And me. You've overcome. Why? Through him. See, there's things to get excited about. And sometimes we live life so frumpy. You know, I get accused of it all the time. This stoic facial expression, apparently. And this overflowing joy bubbling inside of me doesn't always show on my face.
It's a whole lot more than it ever used to be.
He's changing me from glory to glory. He's changing me. Changing me. Changing me from earthly things to the heavenly. 1 John 4:4, you dear children are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you, I'm going to say it again, because the one who is in you, the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. With a mighty triumph over his foes, he arose a victor from darkness. And he lives forever with you to reign. John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. Okay, that's not a prophetic word. That's the state of a corrupted world. Okay? This world has been corrupted. Mankind has been corrupted. We live in a corrupted world. In him, you will have peace. In the world, you will have all kinds of challenges. Thank God. But take heart, I have overcome the world. John 17:2 says, for you granted him authority over all people that he might give eternal life to all those who have given, to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. So what did we cover? We covered triumph, we covered victory, we covered forever. Do you think he got excited writing this song? You know what I loved about today? You all seemed excited in your worship.
Yeah.
Really. I like it. I like especially, you know, Angel every once again will just let it rip. You know? Then he'll do it to where I can't understand it. You know? Speaking in tongues. There's got to be a little excitement in our worship. There has to be some excitement in walking daily with a risen Savior. See, he's alive. What separates us from everyone else out there is our God is alive. So then I was thinking of another song. You guys all know this one too. Called He Lives. also known as I serve a risen Savior. You know, that's in the verse. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. The verses are really cool, but I'm going right to the chorus. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me. And he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives? Lives within my heart. Terry read a verse of the Bible talking about the tomb being empty, and the two men said, he's risen. That's what the song was based on, that passage of Scripture. And it took me back to God just creating man and walking with him in the cool of the day. He just wants to walk with you. He just wants to talk with you. See, the fact is, you can't have a relationship with an inanimate object. You can try, but it's pretty one-sided. You can touch the pew. You're such a good pew. But other than being able to sit on and touch it, it doesn't relate to me. You have to understand that our God's alive. Yes. Our God relates to you individually. Yes. Our God relates to us corporately. Yes. We're different than every other congregation in the city. He relates to us differently, based on what he's called us to do, who he's called us to be in him. He relates to us differently. He walks with us. He talks with us because he's not dead. You have reason to celebrate today. See, we should be excited. I'm really fun when I get excited. I really am. Someday. Acts 4:12. So salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Ephesians 2:4 says, because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in transgressions, it is by grace you have been saved. We're talking about salvation, and salvation is a word we don't probably discuss enough. It's not just forgiveness of sins. It's so much more. The depth of it is so much more. He literally brought you back into life. You were a dead man walking. You thought you were alive, chasing after all these things that bring nothing but death and destruction. He brought you back into life. Not only in this day, in life abundantly, but forever. Salvation to impart. He wants you whole in body. This vessel isn't just meant to decay. This vessel will return to the dust only because I'm going to get a new one, an imperishable one. But I figure if Moses can go 120 and be strong in body, you should be able to go 120 and be strong in body. Who says you're supposed to be feeble when you die? No, yeah, you're, exactly. You have to understand what salvation brought you. A sound mind. That could preach by itself. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live. But Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Ephesians 3:16, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. You ask me how I know he lives? He lives within my heart. You know, there's a song that says, I know it, right? Been forgiven. I know, hold on me. Set apart. No holding back till I see him face to face because I know it. See, when you get something in your heart, you know it. The whole point of that was to, you have to know that you know that you know. When it's in your heart, I know it. I don't care about your logic. I don't care about your reason. You ain't going to convince me nothing. Don't waste your breath. I know that I know that I know that he lives. I know that I know that he set me free. I know that I know that he still heals today. I know that I know that he still delivers today. I know that we serve a risen Savior, alive and active in each one of our lives. He wants to walk with me. He wants to talk with me. He wants to relate with you all the time, 24/7. He's available. He doesn't close his doors. He's always open. He lives. Then he gave me one last one. It's a song written in 1971 by Bill and Gloria Gaither. Title of the song is Because He Lives. And I was reading a little bit about it. They were going through a time with the birth of their third child in the midst of, if you remember the late 60s and 70s, it was different times. Wars and rumors of war and cultural dynamics shifting and all these things. It makes it kind of sound like today. For some reason, we always think the day we're in is darker than other days. Trust me, the past was just as dark. You know, I haven't seen God come down and destroy Kenosha like he did Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, I mean, so people can be dark. But they were in a hard time. And they wrote this song. It says, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Matthew 6:25 says this, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life. What you will eat or drink or about your body, what you will wear, is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? You can waste a single hour of your life. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, you have a reason to face tomorrow. Some people go through life and they look at what's ahead of them and they take their life. He lives. He lives is the only reason you need to keep living. Because he lives, keep living. Because he lives, face tomorrow. It'll be way better than you think. Because he lives, all fear is gone. 1 John 4:17 says, this is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. Let that sink in. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. In this world, you are perfected in love. Because he lives, all fear is gone. You have a reason to celebrate. Fear ain't got no hold on you. Fear has not got any hold on you. Come what may, fear has got no hold. In the midst of the storm, Jesus slept. Trouble ain't trouble based on perspective. You have his and trouble's not trouble. Because I know he holds the future. John 10:10 says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I have come that you may have life and have it to the full, or have it more abundantly. Because he lives, you have life. You have life more abundantly. You have life to the overflow. You have more life than you can handle. It's not just this temporary thing. You're forever now. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Because he lives. Proverbs 21:21 says, whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor, because he lives. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you. Plans to prosper you. Every morning I talk to God. I tell him, okay, I'll take your prosperity today over everything I do. I'm serious now. I do that. Your word says it, I'll take it. Because I'd have to deal with a lot of crap. Sure you do too. So I just want to prosper in it. I want to prosper in it. You said it. You have plans to prosper me and not to harm me, because he lives. Yeah. He holds my future. Plans to give you hope and a future. And life is worth the living. Just because he lives. Philippians 3:10 says, I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. And so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on. Life is worth the living. I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. He holds my future. And life is worth the living because he holds my future. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Hebrews 7:24 says, but because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Quit selling him short. Quit looking at the things that you don't think are perfect in you yet, and look at the one who is perfect living in you, because he is able to save completely.
Yes. Good.
Because he lives. I want everyone to stand. I want the worship team to come. And I want everyone to come forward. We're going to worship together in fellowship. Kind of finish the day like we started it. With excitement that he lives. 1 John 5:11 says this. And this is the testimony. God has given you eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. Because he lives. This is the confidence we have in approaching God. Here's the abundance of life. If we ask anything.
Come on.
If we ask anything today.
Anything
in accordance to his will. He hears us. Do you know, there isn't another God that hears. It's the only God that lives. This is the only one that attunes his ears towards your words. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we've asked of him. Because he lives.